With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have entered the war in the Middle East by claiming they've launched a missile toward Israel. The Israeli military said today it intercepted that projectile. The Houthis' entry could threaten another important global shipping lane in the region. Senator James Lankford says he has nothing but praise for Operation Epic Fury.
Performance of the American military has been stellar. I don't think anyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, would challenge that at all. Based on open source and by classified information, they've moved at tremendous speed and professionalism. All of these operations are incredibly complicated.
Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says people in his country believe Iran's leaders are evil.
When you've looked at American public opinion prior to the launch of Operation Epic Fury, Americans have understood the Iranian regime for what it is. It's the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. It's killed Americans. It's held our people hostage. It's attacked our allies. It's oppressed its own people.
Golfing legend Tiger Woods has been released from jail. He was arrested yesterday on suspicion of DUI following a rollover crash. President Trump commented last night in Miami.
I feel so badly. He's got some difficulty. There was an accident, and that's all I know. Very close friend of mine. He's an amazing person, amazing man.
There's a new kind of crypto mortgage offering in the works that could help some would-be homebuyers.
Prospective homebuyers who have invested in certain cryptocurrencies will be able to use their holdings as collateral to fund their down payment on a home. Real estate services company Better Home and Finance plans to roll out the crypto-backed mortgage sometime in the next 3 months in a partnership with crypto trading platform Coinbase. Greg Clugston reporting.
This is SRN News. A new study indicates men and women have very different moral codes.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that men are a lot more likely than women to feel that getting a divorce is immoral. Men are also considerably more likely to believe abortion to be morally wrong. On the other hand, 58% of women say viewing pornography is immoral compared to just 47% of men. Women are also more convinced that the death penalty is immoral, 36% to 31%. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills via telehealth. Liberal groups trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. They're hoping friendly attorneys general will file more lawsuits against the Trump administration. This is SRN News. GOP Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri says Democrats are concerned because the SAVE Act includes common sense provisions such as voter ID and ending men and women's sports.
These are all very popular issues. I think they're very worried that the more time we spend on it and they're held to account on votes, it's going to burn them. And they should be worried about it because they're completely out of step with the American people.
Schmidt says there's nothing controversial about requiring a person to verify their citizenship in order to vote.
No sane country would allow 15 million people to come here illegally. Some of those people now in some states can't get driver's licenses.
President Trump is hosting a UFC fight on the White House grounds to celebrate his 80th birthday and the nation's 250th anniversary. The president has long supported UFC, and during his 2024 campaign, he used those ties to attract voters who weren't traditionally engaged in the political process. The sport aligns with the president's no-holds-barred style of politics. More at SRNnews.com.